We're starting in the 8th Perek of Brachos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. We're talking still about the Havdalah and the Brachos on the candle and on the spices that you smell at the end of the Havdalah. So we say, Ein Mevarchin, you can't make a Bracha, Lo Al Haner, neither on the candle, Lo Al Basamim, nor on the spices, Shel Goyim, of non-Jews. So for now, we'll say the reason why the candle is a problem, the fire, is because it was lit on Shabbos, and it did like what's called like the malach on Shabbos. And even though a non-Jew is permitted to do malach on Shabbos, since had it been a Jew that lit it, it would be forbidden to you. So we extend that we shouldn't use their candles either. We should light a separate candle in a permissible way of our own on Moti Shabbos. And a corollary of that is if a Jew would light a candle on Shabbos for some permissible reason, whatever that permissible reason might be, but if it was lit beheter on Shabbos, you could use that same light for Havdalah Moti Shabbos. Okay, that's Or Chaim Simon Reish Tzadichas Rizum Halacha. Okay, now V'lola B'sam Shal Goyim. What's this? These are the spices of non-Jews. We say this is that they're burning incense at a party. Chazal said that Mistama, we could presume that the burning incense there is for some sort of, that their party is for some idolatrous reason. So obviously we can't take benefit from idolatrous things. That's a prohibition from the Torah. So can't make a brach on it. And also v'lo al aner, v'lo al b'samim, shel mesam. You can't make a bracha neither on the candle lit in honor of a mace, in honor of a person who's died, because that candle was lit for the sake of honor, not for the sake of light. And the issue is you have to have benefit from the light or be able to have benefit from the light. So it's an issue of benefit. And if it's lit just for the sake of kavod, it's not good enough. And the b'samim on the mesam, the incense that are lit on the for a mace around the dead body is to not to make a smell good, but to push away a bad smell. A rotting corpse smells very, very bad, and so it's not good enough. If the incense is coming just to take away a bad smell, that's not sufficient. It has to be there to bring a good smell. Okay. V'lo al aner, v'lo al b'sam lifnei avodah zarah. Now you can't make a bracha on a candle that was lit before an idolatrous thing. That of course is similar to the first part, which is you can't use a candle that was served for idolatry. The commentary said, what's with the second part? You just learned in the beginning of the Mishnah, besamim that was used for idolatrous worship is no good. So it's a question, the basic answer is that this is coming to explain why the besamim of the non-Jewish party is a problem, because it's presumed to be avodah zarah. It's a bit of a stretch. One of these times the question is better than the answer. Ein mevarchan al aner, and you can't make a bracha on the candle ad she'yoso la'oro, until you benefit, till that they benefit from the light. The word ye'oso is a very unusual word. I believe it comes from the shorish hana'ah, but hana'ah is such a strange shorish. That hana'ah means benefit. That gets a very strange looking word there. Which means that you have to be able to benefit from the light. But technically, you don't actually have to take benefit, but you have to be close enough that you could benefit if you so chose to. The halacha brings down originally in the Gemara's time that you should like be able to look at different coins and identify them. Our meaning, of course, is to look at our fingernails and differentiate between the skin and the nail, which is like a comparable use of the light. That's also, the halacha brings down, that's also because nails always grow. Even when you're dead, they still grow, actually. Mm-hmm. So it's a siman bracha. Like things that are growth is what you're looking for, and since we want the week to week of growth, so it's a siman bracha, we want our fingernails. Is also brought down in the more Kabbalistic farm that it's an allusion to Adam Rishon himself, whose skin, he was iridescent, like your fingernails reflecting the light before the chait. Okay. Fine. Very good.